Hi, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer with a check now of our Wednesday afternoon hurricane weather watch and moon weather forecast. Once again, our satellite picks not indicating any tropical depressions or storm formation. In fact, the latest forecast model is suggesting again that for the next 2 weeks or more, tropical depression or storms will not develop in the Atlantic basin, so much because of the dry air coming off the west coast of Africa through the Atlantic into much of the tropical regions, including the Bahamas, even into the southern Gulf of Mexico. We are watching some tropical wave activity. We have also a flurry of showers and a few thundershowers currently in the vicinity of the southern Windward Islands, with a few widely scattered thundershowers lighting up on our radars and lightning trackers, especially in areas around Tobago and east of Grenada, north of Trinidad. We'll see once again for the rest of the day today some of that activity expand westward. We have currently a tropical wave over the westernmost Caribbean 85 west, which is heading westbound 15-20 miles an hour into Central America. Away from us, wave currently at 53 west is moving westward 10 to 15 miles an hour with some isolated moderate showers that will move into the southern Windward Islands here tomorrow, then eventually works its way through the southern half of the Caribbean late this week. The wave over the central Atlantic 33 west is heading westbound 15 miles an hour. Only some minor showers with this wave that's heading more to the Leeward Islands near and north of us on Saturday. That will likely increase our weekend chance of rain and a bit of wind. And a new tropical wave has left west coast of Africa today at 18 west and just off the West African coast, moving westward at about 10 miles an hour. But the forecast model is not suggesting any intensification, even have a tough time tracking it all the way across the Atlantic. So with our Doppler weather radar currently indicating some widely scattered rain showers in and around the waters of the Leeward Islands, east of St. Lucia, east of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, clustered near and south of Barbados. Our weather forecast calling on skies here to be partly cloudy, briefly clouding up through Friday with but a 20% widely scattered shower at most. Highs daily 88 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. Lows nightly at 81 Fahrenheit, 27 Celsius. Well, then over the weekend with the tropical wave moving into our area here, yet on Saturday, we'll see some increase in chance for showers to around 25%. Sunday remains at 15 to 20%, and yet through the weekend, the highs daily will be roughly around 88 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. So really not a big deal. Here's your marine forecast, by the way. We'll have winds coming in out of the east, 15, 20 knots this afternoon, seas 2 meters. For tonight, all the way through Friday, northeast to east, 15 to 20 knots at 2 meters. For the weekend, it's east 15 to 20 knots Saturday, becomes east 15 knots Sunday. And throughout the weekend, seas are running at 2 meters as well. Tides in the harbor here in Bridgetown starts with a low at 1 p.m., a high at 7:23 this evening. Then for tomorrow, it's a low 1:45 in the morning, a high at 7:44 tomorrow morning. At the current time, our skies here at Grantley Adams are mostly cloudy, humidity 67%, winds out of the east-southeast, 22 miles an hour. It's 87 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius, while at Rockley, our skies are mostly cloudy, humidity 67%. The winds east southeast, 23 miles an hour. It's 88 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. And while at Friendship Plantation, our skies are mostly cloudy, humidity 68%. The winds are east southeast, 22 miles an hour. It's 88 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. And I'm meteorologist Alan Archer. So the current episode of showers, mostly 30, 40 miles south of Bridgetown, will stay mostly to our south. So only a small chance of a shower this afternoon and through Friday here on the Starcom Network.